This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The short legislative session is in full swing in Olympia, and there are bills the Washington State Farm Bureau thinks you should be aware of. Some good and some not so good. WFB's Director of Government Relations Tom Davis says one of the real concerns is Senate Bill 6335.
I think most people get a little bit concerned about the Growth Management Act or GMA as it is, and this would expand another goal saying counties and cities, you need to start mitigating as far as your land use for climate change. And that's kind of hard to wrap your arms around what that might look like.
And Davis says it's not that climate change isn't an important subject, because it is.
But in this case, it would include reducing greenhouse gas emissions in the counties, reducing vehicle miles traveled in the counties. And you think about our rural ag-based counties and how difficult to impossible, that would be.
Davis says it's another example of urban not understanding rural.
Now, if you live in Seattle and you have the option, you can hop on the bus and go to work, you can reduce your carbon footprint, as they like to say. But if you're a farmer in our rural counties, you don't have that option. You've got to use your farm equipment. You've got to get in your truck and do your farm work.
Listen tomorrow for more on this bill and the how and what you can do to help stop this legislation.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.